Masechet Tamid, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Bet. Right away in the morning, the first part of the Avodah was the Tirumat Hadeshin, where a Kohen would take a small piece of ash from the top of the Mizbeach, and he would put it on the floor of the Azara of the courtyard. Here the Mishnah is going to tell us which Kohen was chosen to do this special task, and what he would do in order to prepare for it. Mishnah says, "Mishehu rotze litrom et hamizbeach." If any one of the Kohanim who wanted to be chosen to separate the ash from the mizbeach, mashkim vetovel, he would wake up very, very early, and he would immerse. He would dip in the mikveh and then put on the special garments of the Kohen. Nobody was allowed to enter the Azara, the courtyard of the Bet HaMikdash, until they went to the mikveh. Even if they were already pure, tahor, they had to go dip in a mikveh. So therefore, the Kohen who wanted to separate the Terumat HaDeshen would first go into the mikveh, and then he would eventually put on his clothes, and he would continue in what the Mishnah says. Ad shelo yavo hamemuneh, he would be dressed and already dipped from the mikveh very, very early before the memuneh would arrive to the hall of fire that we spoke about. The memuneh is another name given for the Skan Kohen Gadol, who's the second in command for the Kohen Gadol. He was in charge of many different things in the Beit HaMikdash, and he would show up and select, pick the Kohen who would eventually be involved in the Terumat HaDeshen. V'chi be'ezo sha'a ha-memuneh ba, at what time would the Memuneh arrive? Lo kol ha'itim shavot, he wouldn't arrive the same time every day. Pe'amim shehu ba mikiryat ha-gever, certain times he would arrive at the time where the rooster would call out, which is dawn, when the rooster makes a sound. Or samuch lo milefanav, or mile'aharav. Or he would arrive close to it. Either he would come before the rooster's call, or right after the rooster's call. There was no set arrival time for the memuneh, so the kohen had to be up, the kohanim who wanted to possibly be involved in this mitzvah, had to be up as early as possible to make sure that they were ready when the memuneh would arrive. HaMemuneh ba vedofek alehem, the Skan Kohen Gadol would arrive, and he would knock on the door of the hall of fire. Vehem patchulo, and the Kohanim would open the door on the inside. Amar lahen, mishetaval yavo viafis, and the Skan Kohen Gadol would enter the room, and he would tell them, whoever already went to dip in the mikveh should come, and they should take part in the lottery to see who is going to be chosen for the Terumat HaDeshen. This is all from the Hall of Fire that we mentioned. The lottery that they would have for certain parts of the Avodah, they would have a lottery where the Kohen would stand with a circle of Kohanim around him, and every Kohen would put out a finger, and the Kohen would choose a number, and he would start counting from one of them until he got to that number. It's the Beit HaMikdash's version of 21st finger. And that Kohen who he ended with on the number that he had was chosen to do the service. Hefisu, the Kohanim, all took part in the lottery. Zacha, Misha Zacha. And whoever won the lottery eventually did the Terumat HaDeshen.